What was Beardstown like?
It was like most river towns. Most of their transportation was centered around the river. We had the packet boats or freight boats that came from St. Louis to Peoria twice a week. The Eagle Packet Company, they had the Golden Eagle and the Bald Eagle that traveled past here. Now, they may have had some other boats on the Mississippi, but those were two that were on the Illinois. And then they had the J.S. Swain or J.T. Swain company out of St. Louis. Now, they had the excursion boats. At least maybe once a week, or they would have an excursion out of Beardstown, and they had a dance band on and go down the river, maybe about to the locks and back of an evening. Oh, sometimes they'd be shore about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and they'd get back. They didn't travel very fast. Of course, the locks then were down at LaGrange, and that was about 11 or 12 miles down the river, and they just travel slow, go down there and turn around, come back, and get back to town by 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. They named this one Julia Bell. That was after the Swain daughter, and I think they had another one, which was a larger boat. It only came in, when we had our fish fry, or if there was a circus in town, they would bring in people from Maradocia, Campville, or all the way down the river. Maybe if they'd happen to be up the river, they'd bring them in from Havana on down for the circus, or even for the... Our fish fry day was generally about in the latter part of August, and there was always two and sometimes three. One boat would come from Peoria down, and another one would maybe start at Pearl or Cannesville or someplace down the river, and they'd bring a crowd of people in from below the river. They'd always get into town by 9:30, 10 o'clock of a morning, and then of an afternoon they would take an excursion out of town, either up the river or down the river, and then bring them back by 4 or 5 o'clock. Then their regular excursion back, then they'd leave town about sundown, and it'd take these people back to up the river or down the river, whichever way they came from. Then later on, it was a regular excursion boat, but it was larger than any that they had before. I think they called it the Idlewild. That was later in 1919 or 1920 or somewhere along it was. And then the excursions sort of went into disfavor when the Columbia boat. Now, I don't know whether that was owned by the Swain Company or not, but it had excursions out of here pretty regular. And I know I went on, I think it was on a Friday night or such a matter. Then they went from here to Havana, and the boat was caught in a thunderstorm, and the captain got confused and got off of course, and the boat hit a stump or a snag and tipped over, and a lot of people were thrown into the water. And from then on, for several years, the excursion business faded out. It was very unpopular. And finally, I think later on, why the younger generation come on, and they kind of forgot about the Columbian, and they had a few excursions afterwards.